Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Blooming English, the podcast that helps you explore the fascinating world of language. Today, we're talking about something we encounter all the time, metaphors. Metaphors are phrases or expressions that compare one thing to another, often in a way that's not literal. While some metaphors are easy to understand, others can leave us scratching our heads. In today's episode, we're going to dive into 7 common English metaphors that you've probably heard before, but whose meanings aren't always obvious. By the end, you'll have a clear understanding of what these metaphors really mean and how to use them correctly. Here are the 7 metaphors we'll be looking at today. 1. Spill the beans. 2. Hit the nail on the head. 3. The ball is in your court. 4. Bite the bullet. 5. Break the ice. 6. Burn the midnight oil. 7. Caught between a rock and a hard place. So let's get started and unravel the meanings behind these tricky yet common metaphors. Our first metaphor is spill the beans. When you hear this, you might think this means literally spilling a container of beans. But in English, to spill the beans actually means to reveal a secret or to give away important information that was meant to be kept private. To spill the beans is to tell a secret to someone. Let's look at an example. We were planning a surprise party, but John accidentally spilled the beans to Sarah, so now she knows all about it. So, where does this metaphor come from? Why does spill the beans mean to reveal a secret? This metaphor comes from ancient Greece, where people used beans to cast secret votes. They would drop beans into a jar to vote, and if someone accidentally or intentionally knocked the jar over, it would reveal the results before they were supposed to be known. So spilling the beans means letting out information too early or revealing something that was meant to be a secret. Our next metaphor is hit the nail on the head. Now, you might picture someone hammering a nail, and you're not far off. In English, though, when we say someone has hit the nail on the head, we mean that they've said or done something exactly right. Here's an example. When you suggested simplifying the design, you really hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we needed. So why do we use this metaphor? Think about hammering a nail. If you hit the nail perfectly on the head, it goes straight into the wood, exactly as intended. In the same way, if someone makes a perfect suggestion or points out the exact solution to a problem, they've hit the nail on the head. It means they've been precise and accurate in what they've said or done. Next up, we have the metaphor, the ball is in your court. It might sound like something from sports, and you're absolutely right, but in everyday English, this phrase means that it's your turn to take action or make a decision. Let's use it in an example. I've done my part on the project, so now the ball is in your court to finish the final details. But why do we say, the ball is in your court? It comes from sports like tennis or basketball. Imagine playing tennis. When the ball is in your court, it's your responsibility to hit it back. The game can't continue until you make your move. So when someone says this metaphor, they're telling you that it's now your turn to decide or act. Next up is the metaphor, bite the bullet. Now, this one might sound strange. It makes you think of actually biting down on a bullet, right? But in English, bite the bullet means to endure something painful or unpleasant, even though you don't want to. Here's an example. I don't like going to the dentist, but I'll just have to bite the bullet and go. So where does this phrase come from? This metaphor goes back to a time when there was no anesthesia. In wartime, soldiers would literally bite down on a bullet during surgery to help them endure the pain. Nowadays, when we say bite the bullet, we mean pushing through something uncomfortable or unpleasant because it's necessary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our next metaphor is break the ice. It's a phrase we often hear in social situations, but what does it really mean? To break the ice means to get a conversation started or to ease tension in an awkward situation. Here's an example. Nobody knew each other at the party, so we played a game to break the ice. But why do we say break the ice? This metaphor comes from the days when ships would sail through frozen waters. To make it through, smaller boats would have to go ahead and literally break the ice so the larger ships could pass. In conversation, breaking the ice means doing something to help people relax and get comfortable with each other, making it easier to move forward. Next, we have the metaphor, burn the midnight oil. Now, this one might sound like you're literally burning oil late at night, but in English, it means to stay up late working on something, usually to meet a deadline or finish an important task. Here's an example. I had to burn the midnight oil last night to finish my report before the deadline. So where does this metaphor come from? Back in the days before electricity, people used oil lamps to light their homes. If you were working late into the night, you'd need to keep the oil burning to see what you were doing. So, when we say burn the midnight oil, it means staying up late to get something done, just like people used to do by keeping their oil lamps burning long after dark. Our final metaphor is caught between a rock and a hard place. This one sounds like you're literally stuck between two tough objects, and that's pretty close to what it means. In English, this metaphor is used when someone is in a difficult situation, facing two equally unpleasant choices with no easy way out. Here's an example. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. Either I stay late at work and miss my friend's party, or I leave early and risk missing an important meeting. But where does this metaphor come from? It originally referred to miners in the early 1900s who faced tough working conditions and dangerous rock formations. Over time, it evolved to describe anyone in a tough situation where both options are difficult or undesirable. So when someone says they're caught between a rock and a hard place, it means they have to choose between two bad options, and neither one is easy. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. We've taken a closer look at some common English metaphors that might not seem obvious at first, but are used all the time in conversation. Let's quickly recap the seven metaphors we talked about and their meanings. 1. Spill the beans. This means to reveal a secret or give away important information. 2. Hit the nail on the head. To say or do something exactly right. 3. The ball is in your court. It's your turn to take action or make a decision. 4. Bite the bullet, to endure something painful or unpleasant, even though you don't want to. 5. Break the ice, to start a conversation or ease tension in an awkward situation. 6. Burn the midnight oil, to stay up late working on something important. 7. Caught between a rock and a hard place, being stuck in a difficult situation where both options are tough. These metaphors add color and creativity to the English language, and now you know exactly what they mean. If you want to learn more about metaphors or explore other interesting parts of the English language, join us online for free lessons, materials, and more. We have lots of resources to help you keep growing your skills. Thanks for joining us today, and as always, keep your English blooming.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.